Nashville and Chattanooga.
Tennessee.
Okay, and person's in trouble, you might try to what?
Run away.
No, if I was in trouble, you might try to...
To help you.
Okay. And if something isn't wide, then it might say it's...
No.
Okay. And if I asked you, can you speak German, you'd say...
No.
Okay, go say a little more than that. No, I...
Cannot speak German.
Okay. What's another name for an automobile? Just common
car.
Okay. And so my mother might say to me, this man is your uncle and his wife is
your niece. His wife is your niece.
The uncle's wife.
Say your aunt, I'm trying to say.
Okay.
His wife is your aunt.
Okay. And what about aunt? Would you ever call somebody an aunt, or would you always pronounce it aunt?
Well, maybe sometimes you would say aunt.
Uh-huh. I just want to, different people pronounce it different ways.
People say
aunt. Uh-huh. I think some people, I don't understand, I think some people use both pronunciations for different things, but I don't know.
Well, I don't know where I read it or something about it, but it said it, you know, it didn't make no difference.
Mm-hmm.
And said that, whatever it was, but it said, anyway, you're not supposed to accuse a person, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if I say aunt,
mm-hmm. right.
and you say ain't.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, you know, you see, mean the same thing, so it,
right.
you know, that wouldn't matter enough mm-hmm. to, you know, try to change mm-hmm. each other.
Okay. Four birds lay their eggs, they build what?
A nest.
Okay, and two of those would be called two. Same word, just the plural of it, you'd say.
They would be pairs.
Okay.
Or partners.
Well, you'd say there's one nest and two. Same
bird.
No. I just want the same word nest, but with the S on the end. How do you say it? Just
one bird nest.
Uh-huh. Or two bird
nest.
Okay. And back in the old days, children used to sit on benches at school, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now they sit at what?
Desk.
Okay. And before a boy fights, you might clench both as well.
Fits.
Okay. And what's a small little flying insect that bother you in the summertime?
Gnats.
Okay, another kind.
Mosquitoes.
Okay. And what are the white things that float around up in the sky? What do you call them?
White things.
Uh huh. The
clouds.
Uh-huh. That's a tough. Okay, and right now we're sitting in your
dining room.
Okay, and the whole thing is your, what do you call it?
The house.
Okay. If small troublesome animal was getting like in your chickens or something like that, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what might you refer to it as? What might you call it? Or just all kinds of little pesky animals.
Well, it could be rats, it could be
uh-huh.
a hawk, it could be a skunk,
uh-huh.
Beaver.
Is there any kind of word that you'd use to describe all those animals?
Well,
lump them all together? No. Or that you heard back in the old days?
I don't remember.
What about varmint?
Oh, yes.
Varmint. Okay.
Varmint, that's be one
of
the most
used. Would people ever refer to other human beings as varmints? Like
it's like somebody